My father had a number of wise sayings that I've never forgotten. One of those came in a two-line verse. Two men looked out through prison bars. One saw mud, the other stars. The point of this verse is to remind us that it's not the condition that you are in life that matters, but rather how you view it and how you cope with it. One prisoner chose to look down and saw the dreary mud. The other prisoner chose to look up and he saw the beauty of the stars. In today's readings at Mass, we see two very different ways of looking at leprosy. In the Old Testament, we see condemnation, judgment, alienation, and rejection. But in the Gospel, on the same topic of leprosy, we see compassion, understanding, care, and healing. The Old Testament is very much man's way of seeing things. But in the New Testament, we find Jesus' way of seeing things. And as Christians, we are called to see everything through the eyes of Christ. Thankfully, we no longer live in a world that is ravaged by leprosy. But in our world, there are new lepers, things that people get rejected for, the colour of their skin, their religion, people's accents, people's politics, the fact that people are immigrants, the fact that people are gay or transgender, the fact that they are Catholic or Protestant, Republican or Unionist, the fact that they are Irish or British, the fact that they are pro-Europe or anti-Europe. And with all these people and groups, we have a choice. We can look at them in the negative and rather ugly way of the Old Testament, or we can be positive and loving like the New Testament and Christ himself. And that, of course, does not mean that we should never condemn or criticize, because wherever there is wrong, we must speak out. But we must always be able to see and appreciate the good and the healthy. Those two prisoners I spoke about at the beginning didn't just appear out of nowhere in a prison cell with negative and positive views on life. We all come into the world as newborn babies with a relatively clean slate, although we do inherit the genes of our fathers and mothers, and those genes do affect our outlook. And then our outlook is affected by our parents and families, the culture we are born into, the areas we live in, the schools we go to, the friends we make, and the good and bad things that happen to us. God has given us all a brain and an intellect and a spirituality, and we must use these gifts to question and even revise the ways in which we think and speak and act. The great Irish writer George Bernard Shaw once said, "Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their mind cannot change anything." Jesus came into this world to complete the Old Testament. He came into the world to show us how to make progress towards God. He came to change us into different people, from people of darkness to people of light. Jesus wants us to put on the mind of Christ, and with that mind, nothing is impossible. And indeed, with that mind, we can look for stars instead of mud. I want to finish with a little poem by Francis Angermeyer, and it's a poem about a young soldier in the muddy trenches of the Second World War called Conversion. "Lord God, I have never spoken to you, but now I want to say, how do you do? You see, God, they told me you didn't exist, and I, like a fool, believed all this. Last night from a shell hole, I saw your sky. I figured right then that they had told me a lie. Had I taken time to see the things you made, I'd have known they weren't calling a spade a spade. I wonder, God, if you'll take my hand. Somehow I feel you'll understand. Funny I had to come to this hellish place before I had time to see your face. Well, I guess there isn't much more to say, but I'm sure glad God I met you today. I guess 0 hour will soon be here, but I'm not afraid since I know you're near. The signal. Well, God, I have to go. I like you lots, I want you to know. Look now, this will be a horrible night. Who knows, I may come to your house tonight. Though I wasn't friendly to you before, I wonder, God, if you'd wait at the door. Look, I'm crying, I'm shedding tears. I have to go now, God, goodbye. Strange now, since I met you, I'm not afraid to die.